This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Stand by for an urgent bulletin.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
I don't get it. I'm flustered. It's like we're talking two different languages. My God.
Now I'll explain it so even you can understand it.
Jeff Lutz.
Are you okay? You might need to go with Duda to the doctor later.
In an insane society, the sane man must appear insane.
And Jason Duda. For today, anyway.
True, I gotta give him a point there, although it was wrong. He's doing all right. I'll let him leak out for a little while.
Me so Sally. Oh, so.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Strap yourself in and feel the G's.
Welcome back. Hour number two, the Bob and Jeff Show, KFH Radio. Jason Duda is our guest as we are on a mission to wrap up our first week in our new time slot, 5 to 7 p.m. here on KFH. We've had a contentious first hour. We're all ready to go to the bar after the show and play a little pool and whatever we need to do to blow off some steam.
Yeah, very true.
Why are you uhing that
one? I don't know. I'm not uhing at you.
What are you uhing?
I'm owing.
It's time.
Other stuff.
To play the game that Jason Duda has been working on feverishly. In the car before he came into the West Wichita basement studio.
Where'd it go?
What?
Okay.
What'd he say?
Where did it go? He couldn't find his game that he was working.
Find the game.
Up to the minute he was working on this game.
Do you have the game?
I have a version of the game, yes. I'm ready.
A version
of the game?
Ready? What does that mean?
Well, it's kind of a game we've done, but it's going to be a little different.
Okay. I'm always ready for a game, and it appears that you put quite a bit of effort into this one.
Oh, absolutely.
Probably spent some of your morning at your other job.
No, didn't have time for that.
No?
And then went home and had a nap.
So when did you?
On the drive over.
All right. What do we have?
Okay. So it'll be kind of, there's five different games. They'll be sort of like a World Series situation on some of them. Some will not.
Oh, wow.
But I'll let you know. The first one will be a World Series competition. So top 10 college teams to win the championship, who has the most?
What are you saying?
The college teams with the most national champions.
Most national champions, but this is all the way back.
All the way back.
From 1869 to 2022.
All the way back.
That's how far back?
1869. All the way back. Is all the way back.
So we're playing World Series of Face-Off.
World Series of Face-Off
on this question.
Who goes first?
Pick a number from 1 to 10, Bob. closest, then you get to pick who goes first.
No, he has to show it to you while because I'll just say over, under, whatever he says. So he'll okay. show you his number.
Okay.
I'll say two.
He said three. It was five.
Okay.
So you get to pick. You want to go first or second?
And we got to get, there's 10 of these schools.
There's the top 10.
This is the top 10.
The top 10. Top 10 schools from 1869 for national championships.
Well, I'll go
first. In college football. Okay.
I'll go first. Alabama.
Alabama is number two with 16.
Let's go Michigan.
Are we doing point totals?
No, we're just not for this one. Michigan is number 10.
Ooh.
Or has 10. They're in fifth.
Okay.
They're number five.
Yes.
All time. Notre Dame.
Notre Dame is not in the top 10. Oh, yes, they are. Never mind. They're number four. So.
Yeah.
So what, gonna, seen.
What numbers have we guessed?
You've guessed four, five, and two.
And I've gotten the two higher ones.
Who cares?
So I should get something.
No, you get nothing for that. Doesn't matter.
Is this the time where I start going back to the Ivy League days? How about Yale?
Yale is number one. 18. They were dominant.
What a
through
ridiculous.
The 1874 through 1927.
Today. Through today.
They
still,
were running.
They're still dominant.
The show. They won it in 80, 81, 82, 83, 84, 86, 87, 88, 91, 92, 94.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
Like, they were just solid.
So we're tied at two.
Tied at two.
Six more teams.
Third round.
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma is number nine with seven wins. 3-2.
It's got to be another Ivy League team up there. Is it Princeton or is it Harvard?
Boy. Which one is it? Or could it be neither?
Could be neither, but if it's one, if it is.
What are you going with?
If there is one, it's got to be one of those two. I'll go Princeton.
Princeton, number three all time with 15.
Ooh.
What an absolute joke.
Princeton and Yale ran the show in 1870s and the 1880s.
So we're tied at three as
tied
we go
three.
To round four.
You go to round four, there's four left.
There's four
You've
left.
You've already got one, two, three, four, five, and nine.
I will say... Boy, it's getting tougher now.
It's extremely difficult.
I'll say Ohio State.
Ohio State has eight. They are tied for the eighth spot. You are correct.
I'm not sure I'm going to be able to pull one out.
There's three left.
Oh!
What numbers?
10.
Six and seven or something like that?
Yeah.
Good luck. Hey, give him 5 seconds here.
No, I get some time to think about it. You got way more time.
Oh,
than
yeah,
five
I didn't
seconds
get much time
to think about it. this is
come on.
I don't know. Okay, so I'm thinking about it.
Duda,
you got 5 seconds.
How about
now.
Army?
Incorrect.
Dang. That's not a bad guess, though.
Bob.
My turn?
You can win this round with a W here.
It's my turn.
It is your
turn. Is that what you're saying? Man, that it's tough. Gosh, this daggum phone is distracting me.
Oh, is it? Yeah, you're wasting time. I know what you're doing.
Let me think here. I will say the University of Southern California.
You are correct.
Gosh, dang it.
With 9 victories.
I quit.
You were on the right path. I can't believe you didn't say Harvard.
Yeah,
they were there.
Yeah, either.
That's why I was like, okay.
So
well,
is that all of them?
Wasn't sure. Harvard, and then the number 10.
Is there one more?
One
Let me
more.
Try to guess that one.
There's not one more.
He already lost.
If you get it, I'll give you a point.
What do you mean? He'll give him a
it's
point?
It's my game.
Nebraska.
No, I don't think. I don't know.
You
if
want me?
Get this.
Can I try?
Yeah you can.
I don't know.
Minnesota.
Wow, no, never would have gotten that.
Would have come up with that.
I did not think so.
All right.
Okay.
I'm the leader. What's the next game?
Next game we will do is we're going to go to here. We're going to go NBA champions. Now there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 teams that have won two or more championships.
Okay. Ah.
So we'll do this the same.
I get to go first?
This is, no. Because, Jeff, you went first and lost.
Oh, go, Jeff.
The Spurs.
The Spurs. They've won five, and they are fifth.
This is how many more? Five or
you
more?
You had to win two or more.
Two or more. NBA championship.
Yep.
Well, that's Celtics.
Yeah, number one, 15.
Pistons.
They won three, so yes. 2-1.
Lakers. He's trying to show how smart he is, and it'll all fall apart.
Trying to think. Bulls.
Bulls won 6. 3-2.
Uh-oh. Knickerbockers.
The Knicks won 2.
I think they won 2, but I'll go with the safe answer and say the Golden State Warriors.
Yes, they won 6.
Oh, boy. Now we're getting... Now we're getting dicey here. Let me think here for just 1 second, if you don't mind. I believe the Miami Heat.
Yes, they won 3.
Gosh dang it, that was my answer. The Houston Rockets won back-to-back
titles. They did, 94-95.
Dadgummit.
You need the last one.
That was my team.
There's one left.
There's one left. Oh, gosh. It's not them, I don't think. The Milwaukee Bucks.
You are correct. That is tied.
How good was that?
So now, in order to get a winner here, there are two teams, as of today, that do not have a team in the NBA, but have won a championship.
Okay.
That's my turn.
Two teams. It's your pick. Can you?
So does it count if they moved? Like, I can't say Minneapolis Lakers, right?
No.
But.
Well, there's actually only one team then. No, I'm not sure if they moved or not. That's a good question. There is one team, though. So if you can figure it out.
Is it St. Louis?
It is not.
Fort Wayne.
Incorrect.
That's the Pistons.
Oh, yeah. Darn it.
Whoever gets it.
Baltimore?
Well, there's Baltimore Bullets.
Yeah. They moved to Washington.
But they moved to Washington. So there's one team that doesn't have a team right now that won a national that won an NBA championship.
Oh, gosh. Well, this team, all of them moved.
They moved, but this was a team that was around.
What does that mean?
Well, you'll know this team. I'm going to call that a draw. This one's done.
Okay.
Who was the team?
Seattle. They moved.
They moved to Oklahoma City.
They moved, but they had won a championship there.
They did.
Okay.
Coach Lenny Wilkins, I believe.
So this next game, same thing. He gets 5 each, but we're going to pick major winners in golf. But this will be adding up. So it'll be the total of the 5 players
baby.
You pick.
Oh, I'll kill you here.
Probably. I hate golf. So let's go.
I get to go first.
Yep.
Jack Nicklaus.
Correct. 18.
Tiger Woods.
15.
So I'm up 18-15.
You're up 3.
Arnold Palmer.
Where's Arnold? He won 7.
25.
Phil.
That won't do
6.
Much for you. Ooh. Keep track of your point.
So you're up 4.
I've got 21.
Yep.
I'm 25.
Yeah.
Major championships. Oh, my gosh. Why am I struggling so poorly right now? Gary Player.
Won 9. It's
34.
Ben Hogan.
He also won 9.
30.
Sam Snead.
He won 7.
41.
Can I catch him?
There's an 11. There's 8 sevens. Yeah.
There's an 11? Somebody won 11 majors?
Well, I know who it is.
You do?
Yep.
Tell me.
No. I've tell got me, just, 41.
Just Make tell me who pick. It is.
No.
Fred Couples.
Bad.
I got to go down to find Fred.
Yeah, that wasn't a good pick.
So I told you, I'm not a golf guy.
That's all right. It's the game.
Well, you follow sports.
Yeah, I figure he's won a few.
Where is Freddie Couples?
Ugh, that's not a good pick. Couples, come on.
I'm trying to find him. Does he only
5 seconds.
Does he only have one?
Yep. What do you have now, Jeff? Your point total.
He has one, so I've got 31.
41-31. Tom Watson.
Tom Watson. That's not the 11. Where is Tom? Oh, I got to scroll way back up. Tom has 8.
49.
Okay. So game's over.
That wins the game.
Nick Faldo.
No, it was Walter Hagen who had 11. Okay. Ben Hogan had 9.
I said him.
So basically I'm killing Jeff.
Yeah, we haven't done any baseball, though.
We're not doing baseball.
Well, then I don't care.
Well, I do care.
All right.
What's the next one?
We're going to hockey.
Ugh. Oh, no.
Yep. But this is going to be another Adam Up. This is going to be Stanley Cup appearances.
Ah, love
not
it.
Not wins, but appearances.
I'm so fired up for this. And Jeff, I can do this all day.
Jeff, you go first.
Montreal Canadiens.
Exactly. 33, number one on the list.
Good luck, Pop.
Lots of there's some 20s in here, though, so.
Well, I don't know. I think he's won it. That was the obvious one.
No, because there's 21, 24, 20. There's lots of big numbers still.
Well, we'll see about that. I mean,
why don't just say 5 seconds. He's stalling.
Yeah, the Chicago Blackhawks.
Chicago Blackhawks, 13.
Detroit Red Wings.
24.
Oh, he's won it.
Well, you should pick better teams. There's still two out there with big 20 that are into 20s.
Philadelphia Flyers.
Oh, that's a bad one. 8.
Oh, God.
Boston Bruins.
Think of the original 6. 20.
I'm getting killed here.
Yeah, you're getting destroyed.
Toronto.
There you go, 21.
So that gives me to 52.
Yeah, Jeff's got like 70.
I'm just trying to think.
Well, how many points do you have?
Well, I don't know.
He's got 33, add them up. 57. 70.
52.
That's what I
70
said.
70 to 52.
Wait, who are my? What are my numbers?
33, 24, 13.
13?
Oh, no, that was Bob's. Bob said Chicago. You got 24, 20, 33. You're at 77.
77 to 54.
Yeah, 50, whatever, doesn't matter. But pick another team.
Pittsburgh.
Terrible pick.
6. 6 appearances, 5 wins. Pretty good percentage, though.
Do I have are there some other big numbers
No,
there?
You're pretty much done.
Well, that stinks. We'll give Jeff the win, then.
Okay, Jeff gets the W. Good job.
Only because he got to pick first and pick Montreal.
You could have picked Boston and Toronto.
It's just a terrible game.
Well, just you only won because you got to pick Tiger Woods.
Up about it. Next.
All right, we'll do the same thing. NFL.
Ah.
Playoff wins.
Playoff wins.
Playoff wins.
I get to go first.
In the NFL.
That sucks.
Why?
I get to go first.
Obvious reasons.
For playoff wins in the National Football League.
Yes.
Dallas Cowboys.
28.
Thank you. New England.
36.
Uh-oh. Pittsburgh.
33.
That gives me 61. Jeff.
Green Bay Packers.
25.
Kansas City Chiefs.
19.
That's all?
Yep.
That gives me 80.
San Francisco 49.
Exactly. 36.
Doggone it.
That is the killer.
How many has he got now?
He's got
I have 97.
Oh, no. Do I still have a chance?
Yeah.
I do?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think I do have a chance.
Well, he's got to really pick a bad team, but there's a chance.
Hmm. Rams.
Rams 22.
New York Giants
21.
Uh-oh. Unless he gets somebody with zero.
There's number six. The number six team's still out there.
That would be, the number six teams would be. Washington.
Washington's number 12 at 18.
I'll just say Buffalo and wrap this thing up.
17.
All right. Wins. Who was the sixth? Who was the team you were talking
about? Denver Broncos.
Darn it.
We're 2-2 in these games with one draw.
With one draw. And I only made five. What are we going to do?
I guess we tied.
Well, you know what we'll do is we probably got to go to break anyway. I will find one more for the last segment.
Oh, I can't wait for
You'll
that.
You'll find break. One more game
I'll
for the last
I'll do one more
segment.
Game for the last segment.
And if it's baseball, we'd be both be appreciative.
I'll do a baseball one.
Oh.
You good with that, Jeff?
Yep.
You good with baseball?
You won't want to miss this last segment.
Oh, it's going to be unbelievable. For the win. For the win. To get to the weekend on a high.
Well,
what we do.
It's actually not the last segment, but it's our next segment.
The last segment will have the winner.
Yes.
We have what is it called?
The penultimate segment.
The
pre-post game. All right. Time for a break. We'll be back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
We got it together, didn't we? We've definitely got our thing together, don't we?
All right, we'll get to the end of our game coming up in the next segment. Right now, just hearing You're the First, the Last, My Everything from Barry White, ranked number two on the charts this week in 1975, and an appropriate song for our next guest, Joanna Chadwick from Vibe Magazine, who is our first, our last, our everything. Joanna, welcome.
Wow. You know, Bob, I have to say that in this new year, that proves to me you can get nicer with age. That is the nicest thing you've ever said to me. Thank you.
You haven't been around in the last hour and a half or 40 years, so.
Thank you, Lisa. Joanna.
And really, how much better did he have to be, though, to say anything like that, Joanna?
It was a low bar.
Exactly.
There you go. Thank you all for your kind words. You and I both covered high school sports for a good amount of time during our years at the Wichita Eagle. There was nothing I disliked more than snow and ice and weather and things that postponed games. It just drove me crazy. I think that's why I don't like this stuff today. How do you feel about it, and how do we get through it all?
It's funny that you mention it, because last night I went and watched our oldest coach at Newman, and I'm thinking to myself, they announced a snow day. I'm driving like 20 miles an hour through the stuff on the way home, and I'm thinking, my day is done. And then I realized, oh my God, there were four basketball games last night. Props to Goddard and North and Bishop Carroll and May South for playing last night, because that would have made me really, really happy when I was at the Wichita Eagle. Because guess what? Those games would not have had to be postponed and made up on some random Monday night in early February just to jack up a week. And I know that probably sounds really selfish. And one thing that Bob taught me early in my career was, nobody cares about your job. Nobody cares. We can complain amongst ourselves, but to go out and complain when, you know, small town puts you on the roof of the press box because they don't want you inside the press box for the postseason football game, when anything else happens that makes your life tougher, nobody cares. So yeah, it was a little bit of a reminiscing moment. Thank you for allowing me to speak it into existence now.
So for the life of me, I could not find a full schedule for the AVCTL City League matchups.
I could have shared it with you.
I didn't see it. But I do know Heights has Andover on the girls' side, Mays on the boys' side, those games being played at Heights tonight. That girls' game especially is really intriguing. What are the other intriguing matchups, Joanna?
Well, I am going to that Heights and Andover girls game. I think that could be a really good game, especially, you know, and if you look at last night with Mays South beating Bishop Carroll after Bishop Carroll beat Heights in overtime. I don't know. I'm really, really intrigued right now as to what's going to happen. So I thought that was really good. And then I don't know how much Heights will struggle with Mays. I think Mays is a very good team. This weekend, on Saturday, rather, we've got Derby Boys play Northwest. The Derby Girls play Southeast, and the Derby Boys play Northwest. And both those boys teams are, I think they're still both unbeaten. Derby is unbeaten, and I think that's going to be a heck of a matchup.
Joanna, I am going to ask you about the Mays Heights game, obviously, but for obvious other reasons.
Oh, brother.
I think Mays is a decent team. I think Hannah's back now. He was suspended after that Derby game, which we're not going to talk about. But do you see them giving Heights a little bit of a run here? Do they have that in them?
Okay, so Hannah's return makes a difference. There's no doubt about it. He provides that defense in the lane that I think is going to be key, and his ability to get to the basket the way that he does, which is going to take pressure off the rest of that team's offense. Because that, I didn't realize that he was going to be back tonight, but not having him changes that team. I think that they will give Heights a little bit more, but Heights is really, really talented, and they play really good basketball. They're incredibly well coached, and they've played together for so long that I think that helps them. They've played together at a high level in the postseason, but you know, Mays has players who have done the same. So it could be a really good matchup, two really good coaches, some excellent players.
Joanna Chadwick with us from Vibe Magazine. Let's talk about the Northwest Grizzlies because they have such a murderer's row here on their schedule. They beat Capen by 3 in a very low-scoring game in which they were down 14 to Steve Eck and Capen. So kudos for being able to win that game. They have fellow unbeaten Derby, as we talked about, tomorrow night out at Park City Arena. And then they have Heights before the tournament break coming up next Friday. We know Northwest is really good. Are they good enough to be the team in this area and go to the 6A state tournament as the favorite in the western half of the state?
Why not? But I think Heights could also be the team in Class 6A. And I think Derby could be the team in Class 6A. We're going to find out a lot about both of the all three of those teams. I think that what you have with those three teams is you have a lot of depth. And so when you look at Heights and you look at who their leading scorers are, is you could have any number of players be their leading scorer. When I watch their box scores come through, I never know who it's going to be because it could be Jalen Timmons. It could be Malachi Wilkins. It could be Chase Robinson. It could be Kamari Holt. And then you go and you look at a Derby box score, same thing. It might be Jack Allwelling, or it might be Avant Riley, or Kale Klingon. And then you look at Northwest. And so they have the three that we've been talking about, I think all season long, is with Eli Benning is their best player back from last year, and then the additions of DJ Brown and River Peters. River Peters and DJ Brown are both outstanding scorers. So is Eli Benning, but Eli Benning doesn't have to score in this situation because DJ Brown is consistently going to be in double digits, and then River Peters will be there. And if he's not there, Eli's there or Darian Hammond is there. So that's what is so intriguing about these three teams, and I think that that's what's going to cause them problems going forward for other teams into the postseason because you can't do a let's just shut down this player or that player. You're going to have to really play strong defense against them. The one thing that impressed me, though, and I don't, you know, I wasn't at the Northwest Capen game, but just looking at the box score, is that Corbin Johnson only had 6 points in that game. Corbin Johnson not scoring in double digits is always surprising to me because he is such a scorer. And so is that a defensive thing that happened there? And if that's the case, that ramps it up a thing too, because I think all these three teams can also play really good defense.
So Joanna, you and your family did me a solid this week. I got to talk to your husband, Brian, for story I'm doing on Joe Auer, and he was just fantastic. Gave me a lot of really good stuff. So I'm going to throw the solid back at you, and I'm going to let you tell us about those Derby girls. Not let you, but I will give you the opportunity to talk about that team and your husband coaching them.
Well, you know, Brian obviously has been around a long time. I mean, he coached on the girls' side initially with Lane Lord at Heights, got them back to the state tournament. I swear you wrote that story. And, you know, then he coached with the Heights boys for a lot of years and won 4 straight titles. Coached, he was the Northwest coach for 4 years as boys coach. So for me, him being the coach is, this is just what life is. And Joe Auer has been a staple there all along. He's probably one of the biggest supporters of Brian, after me, of course. But when it comes to that girls program, they are really, really good. When Brian took over last year, they had 7 seniors, and those 7 seniors were really important to that program. Those 7 seniors go away, and I don't think that they've missed a beat because of, obviously, strong coaching. And these girls are good. You know, Michaela Askew, she could put up 20 and 15, but she could also put up, you know, 10 points and 12 rebounds and 8 assists or 8 steals or something. I mean, she's just that versatile. And what we've seen from them so far through every one of their games this year is anybody can score. He plays a lot of kids because they play at such a high tempo and try to flummox them with, you know, a zone defense. that's obviously going to happen because you want to slow them getting to the rim. They've got the outside shooters too. So it's been really fun watching Michaela, but there's more than just Michaela. Kelly Rickards and Malia Lansing as the seniors. And then there's just this group of sophomores, you know, only two seniors, two juniors, and Asia Fox leading a really strong set of sophomores and freshmen as well.
All right, good stuff. And Jeff's story on Joe Auer, years in the making. We're looking for it later this month.
January 27th.
Whoa, I love it.
January 27th.
Attaboy, Jeff.
Thank you.
Can't wait. Joanna, what's the longest you ever spent on a story?
Don't.
It was a long freaking time. Well, I mean, I have no idea what the backstory is and why we're mocking Jeff, but let me just pile on here. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just a huge fan of Joe Auer, and I think his longevity says a lot about him. But I also think that, you know, he has coached some amazing people and just really been amazing for the entire City League.
Well, Jeff had the foresight to start this story when Joe was in his third year, so this is going to be amazing.
Yeah, it's like that movie where the kid grows up the whole time. It's just going to be one of those kind of stories.
Thank you, Joanna.
Bye, guys.
All right, there you go. Joanna Chadwick, Vibe Magazine. I won't have him to pick on anymore over this in a couple weeks. I better get in my shots.
Might as well.
Unless it's a bad story, then he could pick on me.
Well, it won't be a bad story.
Come on. You hope not.
Come on. Have some faith.
You sure hope not.
I mean, my goodness.
It's okay to be confused, guys. It happens.
Well, I'm confused right now.
Well, I know. We don't point it out with you all the time, though, because little victories for you right now is very good.
So you're now becoming like Jeff and making fun of people's ages.
I didn't mean it like that, but that's the way you
how it came across.
If that's the way you took it, I am very sorry.
What did I just do to help you?
What happened?
I sent you a text with some ideas for restaurants, and then coming out of that, you call me an old man, feeble.
Well, I didn't actually use those words.
All right, what's the game?
Okay.
We're going to decide. We played five games earlier, each of us won two, and there was a draw in one of them.
Yes.
So the winner of the following game
is the champion.
Is the champion for this Friday, January 10th.
And it's baseball.
Oh. What if I beat you?
Most consecutive seasons reaching the playoffs.
Ooh, boy.
There are nine teams that have done it. It's happened 13 times.
So it's my turn to go first.
And they've had to do it how many times?
Well, one team's done it four times, one team's done it twice.
What does that mean?
Most consecutive seasons making the playoffs. The minimum,
win and win.
The minimum is five. I'll just tell you that.
Why does Jeff get to go first? Let's do the whole number thing again.
No, because it's my turn to go first.
Jeff, Duda, we
tied. Okay, let's do the number thing again.
But it's the sixth time.
Look away.
We'll do the number thing again.
Look away. Between 1 and 10.
Okay. Jeff, over or under?
I don't know what he picked. Under.
It was 5 again, so Jeff wins.
Why didn't he have to pick a number and whoever's close?
Because we did the same thing as last time. We did over or under.
If I picked 9, it'd be easy.
But he doesn't know the number, so if he says over, he gets 10. That's it.
Oh, my God.
That is one of the most fair ways to do that.
Go for it.
Okay, so.
Yankees.
Yankees did it four times.
What four times, though?
At least, had made the playoffs consecutively at least five seasons in a row.
Okay, so we're trying to find,
nine teams.
Not necessarily the longest streak, but just that they went to the playoffs five years in a row.
If you guys get tied 4-4, I'm not going to just give you the last one. I have another thing we'll do on this to get the winner.
So Yankees.
So we'll do four rounds of this.
Yankees is correct.
Right. Yankees is correct. They did it four times.
And they have to have made the playoffs 5 years
in
a row.
It's five seasons in a row, and it's been done 13 times, but the Yankees did it four. So there's nine different teams.
But he doesn't get any extra points.
He gets no extra points. He just gets Yankees.
Dodgers.
Dodgers are correct. Dodgers were number 3, I think. Yes. 3. They made it 12 seasons in a row.
I know one team he won't say.
Jeff,
Cleveland Indians
are tied for 7th.
Really?
Yes, they are.
Of course, 95, 96, 97, 98,
99, 2000. Huh. Bob.
St. Louis Cardinals.
Well, obviously you knew that one. They did it for five seasons in a row, 2011 to 2015.
Boston Red Sox.
Uh-oh.
The Boston Red Sox have never won. I've never made the playoffs
Uh-oh.
5 years in a row.
I knew that was going to be problematic.
You're lying. Oh, just...
Look at him go right to his phone to
I
try to...
I am going
to...
right to my phone to try to...
That's embarrassing.
Bob?
The Braves.
Yes, they've done it twice.
So
I
lead
the other team.
I lead it 3-2.
Yes.
The Giants.
Oh, Jeff. The Giants have not done it 5 seasons.
Blowout. Dominant. Dominant.
Remember, there's extra points possible at the end of this. Bob, can you pick another team?
Astros.
Yes. Number two.
Jeff.
Or number four.
What's it feel
seasons.
Like to get your butt kicked by a man who's taken it on the chin here during the show about being old?
Jeff,
dang,
it's
the
not over
Red Sox
yet.
Went
0-3. It is over. It's 4-2.
There's three teams left, though.
But we're only playing five rounds.
Well, I might change it. Jeff, can
oh
you
my
pick,
God.
Can you pick one of the
He's
three teams left?
Now.
No, I'm not. I'm looking at the Red Sox, 0-3, 0-4, 0-5, 0-7, 0-8, 0-9. They missed 1 year.
Too bad.
It's garbage. The Cubs, way back in the 1900s.
The Cubs have never done it.
Could Jeff be any worse?
Well, I don't know. I probably wouldn't be any good at this.
Well, I'm 4-for-4.
Yeah, you are. Can you pick another team?
Sure I can.
Who?
Give me a second.
I'll give you a second.
Give me a second.
I said I'd give you
yeah.
a second.
There you go. The next team that I would pick in this category.
5 seconds.
Would be. Oh, this gets. No, you can't ump me.
Dude,
I'm going to pick the Toronto Blue Jays.
Wrong.
No Jays.
No. I'm still winning.
Are you?
Sure I am.
You are. There's three teams left. Jeff, you're still in the fight.
Three teams left.
There's three teams left.
Okay. How about the Oakland Athletics?
You are correct. 71-75. Two teams left. Bob, do you care to take a stab?
Sure, I'm going to take a stab.
All right.
Of course I'm going to take a stab.
Both these teams, I will give you guys a little hint, only
no.
was 5 seasons each.
Well, there you go.
I want a hint.
5 seasons each, getting to the playoffs. I would say that, oh gosh, this is hard. I am having a brain miscalculation.
Give him time. I mean, come on.
This
is ridiculous. This is a sham.
This isn't a sham.
Yeah, it is.
5 seconds.
This is a guy trying to figure it out. I would say the Cincinnati Reds.
You are incorrect.
That would have been my guess, so thanks for taking that off the board. I appreciate it.
There's two left.
Any chance you could give me the years?
No.
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 Because I might even get it if I got the years.
Well, that's something.
Come
that's
on.
Something.
Come on.
I'm thinking of all the teams. White Sox, no. Tigers, probably not. Twins, no. I don't think that's right. I don't think it's right. But maybe. Maybe the Tampa Bay Rays.
The Tampa Bay Rays from 2019 to 2023. Yes, that is correct.
You're kidding me.
No. 19 to 23.
You've got to be kidding.
Why?
One of those years was COVID. That shouldn't count.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. So there's one team left.
There's one team left.
Are we going to have another draw?
There's one team left, and that team would be the Philadelphia Phillies.
2007 to 2011. I gave you a shot. You had a chance.
Yeah, he gave you every chance.
What do you mean he gave me every chance?
We didn't play like we normally play.
No, we guessed till they were out.
Yeah, 5-4.
We don't. That's not the World Series of Face-Off.
No, he didn't say it was.
This one wasn't a World Series of Face-Off.
This is guessed till they're out.
And who won?
I don't know. It was a sham. He took 48 seconds every guess. So pass.
Okay, Jeff, for a bonus point.
Why are you trying to appease?
Dang it,
Jeff.
Dude, I didn't get that.
For a bonus point, the Braves have the longest stretch, 14 seasons. Can you name the years?
Yes, I can.
What years was it from?
They went from 91 to 2004.
You're incorrect. You want to take a shot at that, Bob?
Yeah. They went from 91. Well, what?
Yeah.
90 to 2003.
It was 05 because there was a strike year.
That's right.
To 05.
91 to 2005.
There you go.
Jeffrey wins.
What's my bonus question?
Your bonus question. Okay, I'll give you the Yankees. They were number two for 13 years. What years was that streak?
Oh, that's a long time ago. Not
really.
No, it's
not.
Let me think about that for a second. That would have been 96 to 08.
Close. 95 to 07.
95, yeah. They went in 95. You should have let me have that one. And
oh,
I win.
Please. What a beggar.
What do you mean?
What a loser.
What, me?
You should have let me have that one.
No, he should have let me came back to me on that one.
That's what losers say. You should have let me have that one.
You kids.
Who do you have as the official winner?
Well, I got to say it's Bob.
Thank
Why?
You.
Why?
Because he got the last, he won 5-4.
But he missed the last question.
You missed a whole bunch in there.
But he missed the last one.
Doesn't matter. He was dominant until that point.
And I beat you in baseball. That's the beautiful thing.
Okay, I think we're done. I think
no,
the show's
we're
over.
Done when the music plays. That's the beautiful thing is that I beat you in baseball.
No, you didn't.
Now we're done. Thanks for listening, everybody. We appreciate you adjusting as we are to a new time slot. We'll be back on Monday. See you then.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.